This Tuesday morning feels like a Monday morning in Ireland because it's just after a bank holiday. And I've just dropped my daughter to riding experience, I suppose, because it's not a riding lesson she's going to. She's going to a camp where she can muck around with horses for this week. 4 days of the week she goes, and I'll take her there every morning, and between my wife and I, we'll pick her up, and that'll all go fine. But I'm it's been some start to the week. I've driven down from Limerick. I left there at 7:30, and it's now 9:30, and I'm on my way to record a podcast. On my way to record the podcast, which Roger Overall and I called Business Jazz, and it's that's I now need to get myself to the Blackrock Castle Observatory, which is on the banks of the River Lee in Cork, and there Roger and I will record the podcast, and it'll be put up on the internet and be available for downloading on Friday. And what else is going on? There's an awful lot. There's the launching of the new company, Change Agents, our new company, which is still going on. In other words, it's one of these long launches in which there's a certain amount in the public domain, but not everything is in the public domain, and every day presents new challenges, new thoughts, new ideas, a new opportunity to look at our plan, and all of that is going on. So in addition to going to record the podcast, I'm also thinking about the company and our next moves and so on. And then I'm also thinking about this afternoon I go to a self-help group with a number of entrepreneurs who are helping each other under the banner of Smarter Egg. There are about 8 of us who are investing time over about 9 months. So I've got to get my head in order for going to that Smarter Egg group, because otherwise it'll be like going to a party without any clothes on. So that's also going on. And I've also got a collection of domestic things about, have I paid the gas bill, the light bill, this, that, or the other. So there's quite a lot going on, as happens to everybody. I'm sure your Monday morning or your Tuesday morning was full of thoughts ahead for the rest of the week. And there is a consolation. The weather is fantastic. So in that sense, although I'm having to now go on a detour in the car, so I'm kind of getting lost. But yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous weather. It's fall or autumn in Cork, and that means coloured leaves. That means leaves falling from the trees. And you know, when I get wound up about the amount of stuff in my in tray, I think of the leaves, and I think of the autumn, and I think of the light. And I think of how fortunate I am to be able to experience that. And then I nearly forgot to say that the other big thing on my mind is the practice of mindfulness. And I was up this morning at a very early hour. That's a bit vague. I was up at before 6 o'clock practicing a half an hour of mindfulness as a way of starting the day. So there is an awful lot going on, and that's it. That's all you can say. There is a lot going on, and you do your best to weave your way through it. And of course there's that proposal that I have to write for a potential new client as well, so that's also on the horizon. So, you know, there's no end of things. And I'm just sharing it. Well, not forget the just, right? I am sharing it. I'm sharing it because I want company. I do want to belong to a community of people who care about each other. And I'm contributing a little bit about myself, probably in the hope, to be absolutely honest, that some other people will chip in and respond. That would be lovely, and say a few words of any sort at all, anything from moral support to ideas, or even, or actually more importantly, or more valuably probably than that, chip in about their week ahead. And so I then feel that it isn't just me who's having an interesting full week. I'm now getting a bit lost because they have blocked the road here. So that's a further thing, you know. You think you have the week sussed out. You think you have the week sussed out. And ultimately you haven't, because somebody blocks the road in front of you, puts down a whole load of diversion signs, and you don't know what to do. And the signage hasn't solved the problem for you. And there are three cars where I am now who have all got the wrong edge of the stick. And you have to take all this in your stride. You do. And in that great sort of phrase that appears very tough, you suck it up. You suck it up and you just get on with it. I turn the car round, go back the way I was coming, and I continue, and I find a different detour or another detour to my destination. And you know what? This is life. This is life, and I'm not going to worry about it any more than I can help. And it'll be really great to meet up with my terrific friend Roger Overall, and work with him on business jazz. That will really give me a real spur, or give me a real fillip to the week. And yeah, and you know what? Talking to you here on Audioboo is a auto therapy. It really is. It helps me to deal with what's going on when I talk to you here about it. And I watch the man in front of me dither, decide he was going to go right, then decide he was going to go straight on. Because, you know, we weave our way through. And I'm sure Shakespeare had it all summed up, you know, in some pithy couplet at the end of a sonnet, or some throwaway phrase in one of his great plays. Anyway, look, have a great week. Have a great week. If you're already into it, I hope it's going really well. And anyway, this is only a slice of life.